Well, the weather's a little different, but we're back at the very same place we've been all week, Ladd Peeble Stadium in Mobile, Alabama. Hi, everybody. Brian Sexton with you for day three of the South team's practice, led by Jaguars head coach Gus Bradley and staff. And today, the head man could focus on football after a couple of days of talking about his coordinator search and then hiring Greg Olsen and adding assistant head coach and offensive line coach Doug Marrone. Today, it was all about football, which is what the big man does best.
I didn't think, you know, how good it would feel, but it does feel good. Get back here and coaching these guys, really a good group. You know, I think when I first met them and they stood up and did their introductions, really a big physical group. And then you see out here in the red zone some of the speed that is also on our team. So, you know, a great day.
There was a Jacksonville angle added today when Terrence Plummer, UCF linebacker in the pride of Orange Park High, arrived. He told me he left class to be able to take advantage of this opportunity, and he isn't going to miss the chance to show the scouts and the coaches what he's all about.
Blocking and tackling, that's what the game comes down to. You know, you got to have those fundamentals. You know, I thank my coaches back in the day for teaching me that. You know, it's a transition all the way to college and not to the professional level, so I'm going to continue doing what I need to do, you know, and getting better every day.
Being a Jacksonville kid, are you enjoying the chance to get to know Gus a little bit and his staff? What are your thoughts?
Man, they're great. They're great. You know, they bring something new to the coaching game, you know, today. You know, when I was in there, I was like, man, this is what coaches are in the NFL. You know, those guys are fired up, happy to be here, you know. And that makes you as a player want to go out there and give you all. So I think Coach Gus is doing a great job.
Time to bring in Jaguars.com senior writer John Osher now. And finally, we get to put Greg Olsen and Doug Marrone to the side until next week, probably, and focus on football.
Right. I think for both you and I, this was the first day we got a chance to stay on the sidelines and really watch. You hear stories this week from the North practices, which we weren't at, that Danny Shelton, the defensive tackle from Washington, maybe the best player here at this game, had a similar Senior Bowl week to what Aaron Donald did last year when he sort of climbed draft boards. Different kind of player, but having a similar impact on his career maybe. Today, you're hearing the quarterback, not really a great quarterback class here, but wide receiver, Sammy Coates from Auburn, very strong. So you're starting to get a feel for these guys again at the Senior Bowl. Defensive linemen and offensive linemen seem to stand out because they can get one-on-one against each other. And I think you're starting to see that this game is going to have guys in those positions who start rising.
Well, one guy that I watched a lot today was Darrell Williams, the big offensive tackle, 6'5", 330 from Oklahoma. I thought he played well. Philip Dorsett, the small receiver, you know, the guy from Miami, had a nice reverse in two-minute drill. We're not scouts, but
Sure. Those
are guys who stood out, and that's what we're looking for. What are Gus and Dave looking at now as they wrap up practice and get set to play the game on Saturday
night? Well, I think at that level, they trust the scouts to be into actually setting the board, figuring out where guys are supposed to be. What Dave and Gus are looking here is, who do we like out of this bunch that we're getting to know? And they came out of last year's Senior Bowl, you remember. I don't know what number the list was, but you got the feeling they had a handful of guys that they liked. And I talked to Dave Caldwell a few minutes ago. He said by the time they got out and when they were sitting there on draft day and drafting guys like Telvin Smith and
Aaron Colvin,
Linder, the guys who they got, there was very little doubt in his mind when they were pulling the trigger on those guys that they were getting guys who were going to fit. And the other guys you draft, you've got to trust other people that you talk to. You've got to trust your sources. But they had seen these guys in a week, and he said, it's easier to fake in a 15-minute conversation at the combine who you are than it is in a 3 or 4 day period where you've got your hands on the guys and you're in meetings with them, you're seeing them walk hallways. So that's really the benefit, is when he's sitting there on draft day about to send the card in or the name, whoever puts the card in, there's very little doubt in his mind when he's picking a guy that he's been around for this long. And that's the real benefit.
All right. It's been a good week, John.
It's been a good week, and as the skies loom, it's time to get out of here.
All right. That'll do it for Inside the Jaguars here on Jaguars.com. Look for more coverage this evening and tomorrow here on Jaguars.com.